The Qualley Show. Qualley Show. Real conversations with real people.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Qualley Show. I'm your host, DJ Shinsky, a.k.a. Mr. International.
I am Jachula, a.k.a. John, a.k.a. John Tess. If you're family, you know me as Jay. If you're close family, you know me as Ajay. Either way, I'm here hanging out with Shinsky, about to have some good conversations. We're going to chop it up for a bit.
So, Manze John tumejuana for a very long, long, long time. Manze.
Hey. It's been a minute, huh?
It's been a minute. But how did we meet?
The first time I remember seeing you was Zanzibar.
Yeah.
So you were playing, Zanzibar is actually a club in Houston, for those of you who don't know, but I'm sure most of you from Houston, unfortunately, you know,
I'm not Jew.
Fortunately or unfortunately, let's say it that way. But yeah, so we met in Zanzibar. You were playing back then. That's kind of when you had, I don't know, was that like one of your first gigs, Summer?
No, I've been DJing for a while.
Like for a minute,
yeah?
First gigs were like, we call pre-unit.
Guy. Missing Zay. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but yeah, so that's the first time I remember seeing you. So you played a couple of gigs over there. Then I remember I also saw you now, Belvedere. But by then I kind of knew you for a bit. But I met you through some mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of like formed a mutual group of friends. And we just kind of grew together that way. You know, mm-hmm. me, you, and a bunch of friends who we still keep in touch with.
Yes.
So shout out. You know yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mnajijua.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we've been keeping in touch for a very long time. And Manze, we had so much experiences together. But the one thing I just squana jua, Jatam Lisa, by the way. Like Ulingia Japasteto.
Mbonunu Lusa Ivo, yani. When you ask it that way, man.
Last but Ulisa.
You guys, this guy asked it like I snuck in here, huh?
We are keeping it real.
Keeping it real. Okay, real quick. So since we're going to do this repetition thing real quick so you guys can get us. We are KWELI! !! That's Qualley with an exclamation mark. You can find us on all podcast platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, with the truth talk about how we got here. For me, I came through school.
Mm-hmm.
So your regular I-94, I came to Rust College in Mississippi. So now how it worked for us is that my grandfather, he organized an airlift situation for a bunch of his relatives back home in the village.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back in the day, to Rust mm-hmm. College in Mississippi. Shout out to Rust. Bearcats, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so he airlifted a lot of people over, and then so now a bunch of relatives just kept coming through Rust College. And so when we came, we were the last bastion.
Mm.
We're the ones who came through Rust College, kind of brought the caboose in, the last of those guys from that family and that airlift to come in through.
Mm.
So I came in. The easiest thing is just we were able to get our I-94 through them. That's the I-94, the invitation letter for school.
Yes.
Yeah. But then other than that, we came in and we just worked through school. So that one, if you want to have that conversation.
At the Sasa Lingia in Minnesota.
Memphis. Memphis. Yeah, Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Who lives in Memphis, Tennessee?
Evidently me. Jachula, a.k.a. Hey. John, a.k.a. Jay, a.k.a. Jontes, a.k.a. Ajay.
Hey, wow. But you know, in America, lazima uingie anywhere.
Yeah.
As long as you're here, oko sawa. I think that's what matters.
That's true. That's very, very true. It's your mindset. It's your mindset, yeah.
Kami, last time liongi about story yangu, niliingia through Minnesota.
Hey!
Nikachapwa na baridi, nikasema hapana.
That place is all cold, no fun.
Yes.
My goodness.
Yes.
And you are still DJing there. Just say yes, that's your story, you're sticking to it.
Apo, lelikata. It wasn't for me, man. So, shule ilikuwa jebu tuambie the experiences.
So I think for me the main thing is, so when I got here, my I came through my sister.
Yes.
So she's the first person to receive me. I have two sisters, Diane and Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
I call them both my second favorite sister. You know, you have to keep them competing, kidogo. So I have two second favorite sisters. What's up? So anyway, so the way they did it, my sister Michelle told me, hey, you're 18, you've just gotten here, 17, 18. You're not going to be able to figure out what you want to do with your entire life right now.
Yes.
So your goal right now is to get yourself to a place where you're stable enough mm-hmm. to establish that dream, to be able to feed that dream,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Because at that point, we wanted to be either a pastor.
At your pastor.
All right. Simmer down.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah.
All right. A pastor, mm-hmm. politician, or a pilot. What the heck? Like, there's no way I know what I want to do, right?
Like in his hotel, as an
P. It was P too. That's all I know. And now I'm in pathology. I'm a PA.
Hey. Okay.
So, but either way, so she told me, hey, dude, I'm just going to be real with you. You still don't have it all figured out.
Yes.
What you need to do is get yourself in a situation where you can get a career that you can morph into whatever your talents are, mm-hmm. whatever your natural acumen is, mm-hmm. and then that can be able to feed your financing, whatever your goals are going to be.
Yeah.
So she told me, hey, consider biology, mm-hmm. as an initial degree. So for bachelor's, I did biology because, hey, it allows me to be able to go in and then now once I've got my bachelor's degree in biology, I can literally transform that into anything.
Yes.
If I wanted to go into engineering, I can somehow, kind of mix that with a master's in engineering. If I wanted to go into healthcare, I can actually mix that with an MBA in healthcare, mm-hmm. whatever I decide to do. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I ended up doing. Just kind of be general, but be competent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. And this Sistako sounds like a really good person. Actually, I met Michelle.
Michelle's a world killer.
Hey, yeah. Straight up, we are doing.
Yeah. That one is something.
Hakuna mchezo.
Mm-hmm.
She'll keep you in line.
Kabisa, yes. Kabisa. No jokes. She's tiny like this, but don't play. But yeah, so I feel like I had it a bit easier because I had siblings to kind of fall under and just kind of follow them. My brother himself, I don't even talk about my brother because him, he's on another level. My brother's a neurologist. That's kind of how I made my way to kind of this far.
That's what's up, man. It's good to have someone actually an uncle host and direct you to the right places.
Exactly.
A lot of times apart from Nakujanga and the person who hosts us, I drill exactly how to navigate this place.
Exactly.
Will maybe direct you in different places that you don't want
to
go.
See, that's one mindset that I wanted to add, because when you think about it, and I'm not trying to like cast aspersions or even trying to, there's different mindsets when you get here. The way I think about it is some of us come here, at least for me, the way I see it, we should be coming here to thrive, not to survive.
Yeah.
Right. And so whatever your initial stepping stool is, or whatever initial entry into the workforce is, 9 out of 10 times will not be the end. So if somebody sends you into CNA, you cannot think about that as your end. Or even as a truck driver, you can't think about that as your end. You have to think about kind of what it is you're going to do to thrive. Mm-hmm. So the truck driving is to help you survive.
Mm-hmm.
But then now, once you've kind of gotten yourself into that space, now how do you get yourself to thrive?
Yeah,
I think you take ownership of it. That's kind of what my thing is.
Hey, but my America, Joe. Me, I remember when I came to Stato, we could jump in Houston and kind of find a job. And the next semester can get you. I think I knew what I wanted to do in college because vile nilienda high school Kenya nilifanya hizi classes za engineering ilikuwa inaitwa electricity. It was an elective nilifanya huko like when I was in form 4 form 3 and hapo ndo nilikuwa na interest ya kufanya electricity or electrical engineering, I guess. The first experience nilikuwa nayo shule hapa America, mm-hmm. was very interesting nile. Unafanya test. Kuna ka test unafanya, they place you in
your placement exam for you. Yeah.
Yeah. So your placement test, especially kama unaingia hapo unafanya community college. I don't know if it's the same thing.
It was the same thing, yeah, for like regular 4-year college. They put you to try and see kind of what your advancement level is.
Unaona kama ni chopia ama ni danda.
What was your experience with that?
Manzi. Kenya, well, me was thinking I was average. Kumbe hapa.
Yeah.
Genius.
Genius.
Olikuwa ananiambia ati I have to take these my classes, algebra, nini, trigonometry, jizu manini.
Yeah.
But nikafanya your test. I skipped through.
Go. Ah, PhD.
Jizu. Nikakimbia, nikaenda ka class G2. Nikaskip hizo classes zote.
My friend.
Nilibambika. I didn't know how important it was until sahi nakumbuka. Mimi nilikuwa chopia nyanya.
That's a good point, man. That's interesting.
But nilikuwa na jo already engineering is for me.
Yeah.
So nika put on my mindset up on nikafanya engineering. Mm. By the way, we have to talk about this. Mm-hmm. So shule is expensive as hell up as
you. My friend.
Hey.
I'm in the wrong field. I should be in education, man.
Wow.
Goodness. But owning a school, take ownership.
Yeah, ni expensive. So, vile me experience na chikiwa se wengi wanafanya job,
mm-hmm.
afanenda shule,
mm-hmm.
at the same time.
Yeah.
So, let's say, mika yangu ilikuwa nenda chuo asubuhi from 8. Hata saa zingine kuna classes at 7. Afu natoka chuo, namaza chuo around 12, 1 o'clock. After 1, nakula lunch. Afu naenda job. 2, hadi 10. Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Alafu weekend niko DJ.
I think my hustle got you beat though.
Ebu tuombe, okay, kweli kwaje.
It's shout out Memphis. So we have Solectron. There's two main money making things in Memphis. Solectron / Flextronics. Mm-hmm. And that's a warehouse where we used to repair laptops. Mm-hmm. So everybody, all of the Kenyans were just kind of working there. And then also for me, I got a second job, mm-hmm. a valet job. Mm-hmm. So my schedule was I'd do the warehouse all the way from 10:30 at night mm-hmm. to 7 in the morning. Mm-hmm. 7 in the morning, wake up, I go shower in a gas station. Mm-hmm. So like those truck stop gas stations. Where the truckers usually come and park. So I'll go shower there. I do my shower quickly. Then I go to school. Mm-hmm. Then I go to school smelling nice, looking nice. You know, even when we're grinding, we got to be looking good.
Yes. See?
Uh-huh. So yeah, I go to school. I do that whole thing. Then we used to leave school at 2. My valet job was from 4 to 7. Ish. So I leave school at 2. I sleep in the park, the rest area, kind of like for on the highway. Sleep on a rest area. I used to have a duvet in my back seat. Sleep for 2 hours. Wake up, go to work. Yeah. From 4 to 10, yeah. 10, go to the next one. So I used to get 2 to 3 hours of sleep a day.
Wow.
Yes. And you know, the funny thing is, at that point, I didn't feel like it was just normal. You know what? You have to plant the seeds to get the fruits. Mm. Nowadays, there's no way I can do that. But at that point, Yanni, when you're young, you have energy, Yanni.
When you're young, I think you have more energy.
My friend. Nowadays,
And when you grind it for something.
Yeah, that's true though.
If you have a goal.
Yeah. That fire is something. The fire in your belly.
You do whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. Kabisa.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey. Yeah. We had to pay for our shule na nini na
undergrad
expenses
zetu.
Mm-hmm. And it was not easy.
Yeah.
That's why wasai walikuwa naenda chuo, wanaenda job, and even 2 jobs at the same time just to pay for themselves. Yeah. But if you don't want to do that.
Grades up, yeah.
If you don't want to do that, you can take a school loans. Na sasa, here's my student loans.
Hey, this is my thing with student loans. Huh?
Yeah.
I think student loans should be more for, this is my sentiment, you guys can give me whatever you guys think. Huh? But I think they work better when you kind of know what it is you're going in for.
Mm.
So for undergrad, I don't think student loans is the best idea. Because your undergrad degree, first and foremost, is going to be a platform. That's your first platform. That's your basic degree to kind of now begin to figure out kind of what you can leverage. What can you lean into? What can you leverage out of the world, right? Mm. So I think the student loans should be now reserved for now some of those more targeted or more directed degrees. So as far as like for me, for undergrad, I paid through for mine. For my master's, it's a bit different from the way me I did my master's.
Okay.
So we have, I'm a PA, I specialize in pathology, and you have 2 routes you can go. You can either specialize or you don't, you can either get certified or you don't get certified.
Uh-huh.
So I got my master's, I did not get certified, which means I went through the class portion, I did not do the didactics portion, which is I did not do the internship portion, the rotations portion.
Yes.
And the reason I didn't do the rotations portion is because I already had that experience from Houston when I was working in Houston.
Yeah.
So I ended up going. So what I am is a PA who's ASCP, not ASCP certified, but I'm certified to work in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go to my states, I get like right now I'm in Nevada. I'm getting my Nevada state licensure to practice there.
Okay.
When I'm in Texas, I get my Texas state licensure. Whereas had I just gotten the certification, I'd have had it across the country.
Oh, right?
So
okay,
that's the difference.
Okay.
It saved me because I cut my cost for my loans down.
Mm-hmm.
But had I not had that prior technical exposure. Through the place that I worked before, then I'd have needed to make sure that I go and get that.
Mm-hmm.
And either way, it would have still been worth it, like I'm saying, because the way I mapped it out is I have to figure out, is this degree that I'm going in, if I pay X amount of money, is it going to give me X times, you know, kind of whatever my threshold is? And my threshold usually is I have to be able to map this career out at least to 2 times amount what I'm going to be paying for it.
Mm, yes.
That's kind of why you see, I don't, you won't find me in a city for too long.
Because
I realized really quick one of the advantages that I have that a lot of people don't have is that capacity to move for opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of leadership and advancement opportunities are usually there, but in a different city.
Yes.
And so for me, I keep myself flexible, and whoever I kind of join with, we just have to know that, hey, we are hunting until we get there, you know?
Yeah.
So that's one of the main things that I kind of just applied for my career. Mm-hmm. But then also I have different goals because my intention is to go back home and to be able to open a lab back home and to be able to impact diagnostic healthcare back home.
Wow.
And so that's one of the reasons why I'm still kind of doing my career advancements for that reason.
The Qwelly Show. Qwelly Show. Real conversations with real people.
Before the listeners forget, once again, if you're looking for us, we are K-W-E-L-I ! Qwelly. This is a podcast where we're going to be talking truthfully about kind of what our journeys are and trying to help add to the conversation about, you know, diaspora journeys in across the entire world.
I guess for listeners, kuna watu wengine wajui PA ama pathology na manisha nini. Can you explain your maneno?
Fair enough. All right. Goodness. Shinsuke,
you got the questions to know.
Today. All right, we go. All right. So for pathology is, I'm a PA, so physician assistant. I specialize in pathology. Pathology, the study of diseases. So long story short, anything that comes out of the body for any surgery or any process, any biopsies, anything that comes out of your body comes to me. The surgeon kind of knows what he's taken out.
Okay.
But he doesn't know if he's taken out enough of it. Mm. You know, let me put it this way. Sorry. The surgeon knows how to take it out. He doesn't know what he's taken out and doesn't know if he's taken out enough of it.
Okay.
So he's a skilled, very technical, very highly advanced butcher. Pretty much. Mm. Yeah, but that's not to degrade in any way. You know, it's just that when it does come out, that we still have to figure out at the lab what it is that's been taken out. So that's kind of where I come in. I'm the only person who actually has his fingerprint on the specimen, who's able to, whenever somebody comes and tells you you have stage 4cancer or stage 4 this, that, the other, I'm the actual person who actually went through the specimen to be able to find out what stage it is and all that stuff. Mm. So you kind of specialize into that way. It's a beautiful place to be in.
Let me ask you, this is based on my experience. My mom, alifanya surgery. She did a surgery for a knee surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I kwenda vipoa. And they somehow, wanasema infection iliingia kwa knee yake. So, is that you part of the process of kupatia infection? Mm. Is that something that your department will do? Ama nani? Any water chukua specimen au kupatia msika wewe ama itakuwa.
So what would happen in that is so when they you mean when the infection happens, right?
Yes, so they diagnosed her with the infection.
Yeah. So what, your mom is just feeling some certain pain in her leg kind of thing,
and fever,
she was stiff, if I'm not wrong, right?
Yeah,
fever, and stiff and everything. So how she'll just go back into the practitioner's office, the surgeon's office or whatever, or the surgeon's room. And so he'll take the tissue out. He has no idea what's going on, but he just knows how to take it out.
Okay.
Right? So then it comes to us because it could be inflammation. It could be anything. It could be malfunctioning hardware. It could be anything, right?
Right.
So as soon as the tissue comes to us, we're able to do something like a neutrophil count. Or we're able to look at it under the scope and kind of see how it's reacting to your mom.
Okay.
And be able to kind of see how the certain cells, what the cells are expressing, because the cells will kind of talk to you whenever you look at them. So once they express, then we can kind of know, okay, the way these cells are expressing themselves, we know that it's an infection, it's inflammation. So this hardware, either it wasn't completely sterile before it went in, or something happened. You know, it could be anything.
Yes.
You know, it could be a lot. She could maybe not be taking her antibiotics. There's that too. You know, so there's a lot of things, different things, based off of how the cells are going to be here for us to know. But so that's pretty much what happens.
Manze. That's interesting to know.
Just to add to that, when your initial mom's knee was taken out, it came to us in the lab, and we had to confirm that it was taken out for the right reason, which was probably hibernation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I mean, nilianza hii question na watu wote wajui pathology. Actually, it was me sikuwa najua. Sasa nimejua.
You're trying to hold knowledge for yourself, right?
I was trying to hold knowledge for myself. So, yeah. So now I know. Thank you. Thank you for letting us know about that. And maybe I can speak about my engineering degree.
Oh, yes. I'm really curious about that, man. Prairie View A&M, HBCU.
Yes. Like in school life, man, it was... So, we're keeping it real, Cindy.
Keeping it real.
Achani kuambia. So, nilienda
shule. I have some hard questions for you, huh?
Okay, but see, as I now use my questions.
No. Okay, fine, let's go.
Yeah.
So, I think one of the ones that I've always wondered,
Yeah.
When you were moving from engineering to DJing,
yes,
how did you know that it would work financially? I guess I won't ask you what you make, but I'll ask you, how did you know that it would work financially?
I guess, I mean, I didn't know. Honestly, I didn't know it financially would pay off, but I believe that this is what I want to do. And sometimes I don't think it's about the money a lot. It's more about how happy you are and how content to go with your life and what you consider success. If success in kama kwenda kwa job and you're working for a company and you're doing your job and at the end of the day you get a paycheck, that's good. I mean, kama that's what you consider success and be you're happy with it. So me was more of I was thinking in terms of like I can actually see the results of my work, and that was DJing because engineering, when I went to engineering, actually, by the way, I did electrical engineering. Okay, the first job I got, ilikuwa a job in the oil and gas industry. And unfortunately, it had nothing to do with electrical engineering.
See, I was also, because when you said electrical engineering, and I knew you used to do oil and gas engineering, so that's interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, electrical engineering can work in any other, in different places. But what I realized is that I think most engineering companies, they don't really look into like what specific engineering degree you have. I think as long as you have an engineering degree, you'll probably get hired. And I think that's because most engineering degrees are kind of interchangeable. And I know there's some companies that actually look for specific engineers. However, I don't think it applies to all engineering companies. So I wish we knew that before. Mm-hmm. But they can just place you, as long as you have a degree, they can place you.
And then you kind of learn on the job.
They will train you.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's the thing about, which I don't understand, is that in companies, they train you.
Sata yuko ngangana yote na kuenda sijui off for 1 year.
Yeah.
Ungeenda tu civil engineering.
Ninge maliza, hata sijui. Ninge change degree yangu, but I can do the same job.
Yeah.
Ilikuwa hired.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, but it's interesting.
So what do you think the engineering school selects for then? Is it your capacity to solve problems? Is it, you know, because when you think about it, if you're saying civil engineering and electrical engineering and all these are different kinds of engineering are interchangeable, so they must be selecting for a specific kind of person. Is it somebody who's good with numbers? Somebody who knows how to solve problems? A comm person? What is it?
Well, I'm not saying that like every engineering company is like that. Saying most of them in general. For me, electrical engineering, I can pretty much work anywhere in terms of like, because where they need power, they need to design a system where it can be automated, programming, vitukaizo.
Yeah.
I can work in any industry in terms of that.
I see.
So, so what they're looking for is just the capacity of solving problems.
Mm.
Yeah.
I got you.
If they put you in this situation, can you solve this problem? That's an engineer.
I see.
Yeah. So I guess your oil and gas company, well, you need hire because I was an engineer. Electrical engineer, pia nasaidia.
Yeah.
Because I can nilifanya maths mingi sana, so I can deal with numbers.
What about that position made you realize that you wanted to give DJing a try?
Well, I was still DJing.
Yeah.
Well,
a full-time try.
Yeah, on a full-time job. So DJing bado ilikuwa nenda juu nenda juu, and it just started becoming better and better. And I think what I realized kwa your job, I'm like, I don't really like this job, because first of all, I'm not using what I learned from school. Hiyo math zote nilifanya, hakuna hata moja.
You mean to tell me you kutumia log table? You don't use log tables.
There's nothing in use, Apple.
Frequency tables. How about that one? That one is used. That's the one you can use, right? It's actually applicable in life.
No.
Log tables, they're not. Really?
They're to me Excel. So if you're good in Microsoft Excel, I know I'm exaggerating, but
you're not always going to have a calculator in your pocket. Guess what I do?
Yes. But that's my experience. This is just my experience. Na watu wengine kuna different experiences. But from most people I've talked to and my experience and myself, we don't get to use all the things that we learn from school in the real life situations. Because first of all, jobs, the engineering companies are already established for a very long time.
Yeah.
So they have a structure.
This is true.
This structure, they have to train you to learn this structure, how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Most things are automated.
Yes.
Most things are already prepared for you.
Yes.
So you don't have to come up with a new design.
Yes.
You don't have to come up with something, unless it's an innovative company, in which, in case, they will hire someone with a PhD, because PhD or may specialize in something.
So here's my sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
Your engineering jobs are specifically selecting for people who don't want to create. A creative wouldn't be able to work there.
Yeah, in a way. They don't allow you to be more creative.
Yeah.
Unless, that's what I'm saying, unless maybe if you did a master's or a PhD in a specific thing.
Then you can go in and now create.
You can do the research. Because PhD do a lot of research.
Okay, I see.
So they go and do research and say, okay, how can we improve this?
So do you think maybe that's, maybe your desire to create is kind of what was also kind of driving your DJing side?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because engineering is not giving you a chance to create, and then DJing is giving you that very chance.
Engineering, what I loved about it, what I loved about learning engineering is that learning how things work. How do things function? Like, how does this microphone get my voice and translate it into waves in the computer?
It works because you put the on button.
Exactly, but how does the on button activate kila kitu inaenda na record?
See, it activates by moving from, like, by pressing it. No?
So where we talk to the edge?
Clearly, I'm not an engineer.
Yeah. How about to talk to the edge, like, but that's my drive. That you will call drive yangu ya ku, just to learn how things work.
Yeah.
And in that sense, if I can learn how it works, maybe I can recreate it, ama make something better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I didn't get the opportunity to do that. Maybe I went to the wrong job.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I didn't get the right experiences. Maybe I could have got a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But for now, that was my experience. And I was like, I don't see it. I don't. Maybe I'm speaking as a millennial, but the millennial squeeze on some manga, they have to have a purpose.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. But I didn't feel like I'm adding any value.
Yeah.
In life, nikifanya his job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah. So that's why I was like, let me take a break.
What do you think? Well, you just mentioned that. Okay. So millennials say we have to have a purpose. What's wrong with having a purpose?
Well, I think it's a. Compared to the old generation,
yeah.
The older generation before millennials.
Mm-hmm. It's a luxury.
Yeah. I think we now like trying to look for purpose in everything.
Is that a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, it could be either a luxury or an evolution. I look at it as an evolution.
It could be, and also it could also hinder growth.
That's true. Yeah. That I agree with.
Because sometimes things take a while
before
they can lay fruit.
Yeah. That I agree with.
Always you can
instant gratification kind of thing. Yeah,
it's like you can't. If you love apples, you can't just plant a seed and expect it to grow the next day. It will take a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
back to your story.
Yeah. Sorry. So I mean, I think with that, we're looking for purposes. So I think that me making my mixes or me DJing for people, meeting other people.
Mm-hmm.
It may inspire watu. Especially kuna dem gina pole. I'm talking California. I can't remember her name. But shout out to you. Nameless. I'm not going to mention her name. But we met in Vegas for a show. We just have a brief talk. I can ambia. Shinsuke manze. Nime kwa masuke mixes zako when I go to work out. Na to be honest, I mean, pate motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Nika lose almost 20 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just by listening to your mixes and going to the gym.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
So I can feel the impact.
Absolutely.
Hey, I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel the impact.
Sense yourself touching lives.
Touching lives.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've been traveling all over the country and all over the world. The same story in Akuja all over and over again. Like when I listen to your mixes when I'm in kwa gym, I'm a... taking those long drives, you know.
That I can testify to. The long drives, for sure, you keep people up. You keep me up.
Yeah, it keeps you up. And just people who love music, they just want to listen to good music. And if I can be a facilitator for that, why not?
Why not, yeah.
Yeah, why not? And I decided if I want to do this, why not be this the best at it?
Yeah.
And the only way to be the best at it is to put your full 100% towards it.
I was at the doctor's office and they asked me, do you have any allergies? Because they were going to prescribe me my medication.
Mm.
And I told them my only allergies are bad vibes and mediocrity. So there you go.
Hey,
if you're going to do it, be the best at it. No mediocrity.
Sour. Yes. Yeah, man. So that's my story.
Good stuff.
I don't know what the future holds, but the thing is, you don't have to stay in the same place.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah. No. So after DJing, maybe in the future I'll be doing something else. Who knows? Right now I'm doing a podcast. Who knew I was going to do a podcast?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I hear you. No, that's the thing. Taking that. So for me, I kind of look at it a bit more, kind of technically, kind of the way I look at it, trying to map your brain between right brain dominance and left brain dominance. So, because for me, it's very interesting for me. It's very important for me to find out what's more like why I function the way I function.
Yes,
it's not good enough for me to just say that's just how I am. Mm. I like to figure out exactly why I work the way I work. You know. And so when I look at kind of the different...
That's engineering. Continue.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. So it's a hyperlogical. That's left brain dominance.
Yeah.
That's hyperlogical, just kind of as far as if you give me the information, the input, and I can kind of put it together and give you a certain output.
Yes.
Now your right brain wants to create. Mm. And so both of us kind of come back in come into life with both of those active, and then we end up killing one and keeping one alive.
Yes.
And then some of us are able to keep both alive. Mm-hmm. And so that's the same thing with me. So the whole idea of like I was telling you, my sister telling me, hey, get to the place where you can actually figure out what it is that your brain or what it is that you're suited to and what it is that you really feel like is sticking and what you want to pursue.
Yes.
And then finance that.
Yes.
So use left brain, use engineering or use whatever, you know, technical capacities you can develop. Mm-hmm. Kind of that's what I was told.
Yeah.
Is use those technical capacities to get yourself to the place where your right brain can begin, your creative side can begin to express itself.
Right.
In a way that you trust it. Mm-hmm. So that once it expresses itself in a way that you trust it, say as a DJ right now, or as we are trying the new podcasting thing, this is creative content, which we now can trust because you kind of understand a little bit more about ourselves and about how to deliver certain content.
Yes.
But say at 18, 19, 20, maybe we would not have understood the content as much, right?
No.
So just up until you can kind of trust in your creative, because that creative content comes with a lot of chaos, it comes with a lot of disorder. Mm-hmm. So up until you can kind of trust how to let it go out into the world and actually begin to speak, have your more logical side, your more stable side, your more pretty much, that's kind of what 844 trains us to do.
Yes.
Just develop the more logical side, mm-hmm. and then now let the artistic side come in later.
I agree.
That's kind of what I'm doing. That's kind of where I'm at in my career.
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm trying to shape it. That's another reason why I feel like I move a lot, because I'll be in a situation where now once I've gone through it and I've mapped it through, my mind can no longer function in a situation which I already understand completely. I need a new challenge. You know, I need the next, I cannot function.
John, ukoshwe una jeans ya Masai?
Jeans? A Masai engineer?
Masai engineer. John, the whole time I've known him, he's always been a different city.
For
like
city.
Yeah, like he lives, I mean she's in Chicago,
Memphis, Houston,
LA,
Chicago, LA, Modesto, mm-hmm. Dallas, and yes. Now Reno.
Yes. Wow.
And there was Holly Springs, Mississippi somewhere in there. There was Philadelphia somewhere in there.
So it's safe to say, no, just the commercial in a Samangati. This is Beyonce, and she's coming to a city near you. This is Jachula.
Coming to a city near you.
He's coming to a city near you.
Do nap.
That's all. Watch out for the tour.
No, yeah.
Yeah. I think with that, I guess we can wrap up the show.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the social media stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So once again, so the podcast, we are KWEILE.
Yes.
KWEILI, Quelli. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud,
Spotify, mm-hmm. All
podcast medias, platforms.
Not to record a video up, so maybe we can put it on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
We're going to have more of these. We are starting over right now, so just kind of we'll take feedback as we kind of begin to create the content. And as we move on, you'll kind of see more of these episodes coming out, and feel free to ask us any questions. Feel free to give us your input, and we'll kind of adapt as you guys give us feedback.
Yes.
But for now, we are pleased to have you guys here.
Yes, yes, yes. This was actually our second episode of The Quelli Show. Thank you for tuning in. And also thank you to everybody who listened to our first episode. Actually, we got a lot of positive feedback, a lot of positive comments. People really love this show. We thank you for tuning in. Please share this with your friends. Share with the community. We're trying to change the Kenya community. We're trying to talk about things that really goes untalked about in the Kenya community, especially in the diaspora. So we are going to go ahead and continue these conversations on our next episode. So tune in. Till next time, I'm DJ Shinsky.
And I'm John, aka Jachula, aka J, aka Jontes. Family knows me as a J. We're out.
See you next time.
Easy.
The Qwelly Show. Qwelly Show. Real conversations with real people.